Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do some homework during the break. And I like my comrades to succeed. I know Bob Fesco put a hard-earned $5 on Andy Reid to become the coach of the year.
Yes, I did.
Just looked up the numbers. I couldn't believe this. I mean, I should believe this. The favorite for coach of the year now is everybody's heartthrobs. The Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell at plus 160. The next three names, I'm not just going to go down the entire list. The next three names that are the next favorites, Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, plus 350. So big gap between him and Dan Campbell.
What's Dan Campbell, plus 160?
Mm-hmm. Kevin O'Connell, plus 350. Mike Tomlin, plus 400.
Wow.
Loses to Cleveland. Doesn't lose any game in the coach of the year.
And was really bad that night, too.
Right. Clock management, timeouts, everything. Jim Harbaugh is fourth at plus 450.
Jim? See, Jim. I could see him being the favorite.
Yeah. Well, I'm cool with that.
So put money on that tonight. And yeah, then if he beats his brother,
you're right.
He'll go right ahead of Kevin O'Connell and Mike Tomlin in a blink of an eye.
It's true.
They beat Baltimore tonight. I'll look it up tomorrow. If they win, I bet that number goes from plus 450 to plus 280.
Oh, yeah, it'll shrink. Oh,
I think it'll be better than that.
Better than that.
Better than that. So you mean worse than that?
Like his odds will be better than that?
Yeah, I guess
he
now.
He means worse than
that. Yeah. I'm thinking about return on investment here.
Oh, no,
Mac.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Yeah, worse than that. Yes, they will be worse than return. Yes.
So you think Dan Campbell will still be the favorite, but he'll be like plus 200 if they win tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Something like that, yeah. At plus 2,200, it may be time to double down on Andy Reid.
It's plus 2,000.
I mean, think about it.
He's plus 2,000.
What's his record, Andy Reid?
10-1.
What's Dan Campbell's record?
10-1.
Okay, so why is Dan Campbell?
Wasn't Detroit
favorite? So weren't they supposed to be good?
Wasn't Detroit supposed to be good? Like you just said, like wasn't that supposed to happen?
I thought so. Like everybody going into the season, Detroit was kind of the favorite.
Their favorite in the
you
NFC,
know, right? Like
whose division's better? That's a tough one.
Well, that is a tough one because you have three playoff teams in the West.
You have three in the North,
and you have three in the North. Who's the worst team in the North?
You
Chicago.
Yeah.
And who's the worst team in the West? The Raiders. Who's worse of those?
The Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders don't have a quarterback.
Right.
Desmond Ritter's coming to town.
Might I mean, they just sold like 15% of their team to a hedge fund that bought Jimmy John's or something.
Man.
Or Jersey Mike's, I guess, right?
Yeah. Mike's. Yeah, is it gonna, I guess it will be. I guess we don't know. I guess it might be Ritter. It might be O'Connell. I don't know. I've heard both now. So.
Oh, you have? See, I've heard Ritter okay. all morning okay. long. Now, that was, you know, a couple of hours ago. Things have changed, you know, over the last couple of minutes. Something may, you know, Daniel Jones may end up being the quarterback of the Raiders.
That's true. I was really hoping that was going to make, because I thought Alex had a great take on the day that he got cut. He's like, here's what's going to happen. Jerry's going to go get Daniel Jones and play him for the Cowboys. And then all of a sudden it like took off. Like it was like Daniel Jones might actually get signed by the Cowboys.
They got Cooper Rush.
He's 2-1 as a starter this year.
I mean, Dallas still has not won a home game yet this year.
Well, they get it this week.
So yeah,
they'll win it this week.
They'll probably. I mean, unless it's a tie, that would be fitting, right?
I mean,
Giants and Dallas end in a tie.
So when Buffalo goes to Detroit on
is it at Detroit?
It is at Detroit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they get that game in the dome. Must be nice,
right?
And that's I believe Sunday, December 15th. So when they go to Detroit. I mean, maybe that's an advantage for Buffalo, too. I mean, they don't have to worry about any weather conditions. Yeah. They're going to get the best of the best of the best of Josh Allen.
Don't you want, I mean, like, ultimately, don't you want to have games in perfect, like, we like why the snow.
Is the
but,
why yeah. is the Super Bowl play where
exactly.
it's at?
Exactly, because you want to be any, perfect conditions. Right. Yeah.
Unless you get to play it against Tom Brady in his home stadium the one year that the actual team gets to play in their home stadium for a Super Bowl.
Right. Hmm. And there's no fans.
Hmm. Hmm. That still pisses me off. But it would be kind of sports ironic if Detroit beat Buffalo and Buffalo loses out on the one seed and the Chiefs get home field advantage just to go to the Super Bowl to beat Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand now where, like, the nation hate comes from the Kansas City Chiefs, because I think we kind of have a little bit. I'm not saying that we're grinching it right now in Detroit, but, like, that's what everybody else has about the Chiefs, where people are like, Detroit's 10-1. They're the best team. Look at their coach. It's like, okay, I'm tired of hearing about Detroit being the best team. Let's see him play the Kansas City Chiefs.
But Detroit
Let's see him play the Philadelphia Eagles.
Detroit doesn't have anything to back it up with other than the regular season. They've yet to do it in the playoffs, right? They got close last year.
They lost the NFC Championship game last year, and I believe they lost in the divisional round the year before.
Yeah. Right.
And both,
that was their...
And both years, I'm going to be honest with you, Dan Campbell's fumbled the bag with clock management.
Yes.
Both years.
Yeah.
But let's give him coach of the year,
right.
because mm-hmm. Detroit's such a surprise. They've got Amara St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, Dave Montgomery. Well, not anymore. Maybe. I don't know. He got hurt in the game on Sunday, so
yeah,
I don't know
the status.
They said shoulder. Okay. Williams. Jameson Williams. Like, you have a loaded roster, but he's doing it without his best defensive player. Oh, boy.
Well, boy.
I didn't know Andy Reid's starting roster was Juju Smith-Schuster and Christian Watson.
Right.
Justin Watson. Yeah.
Watson. Yes.
But Dan Campbell eats kneecaps. And Dan Campbell is. I don't know. I'm trying to think about why you would give Dan Campbell.
I'm just trying to make
Campbell
it make sense.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
He likes Dollaritas.
He does go to Applebee's, yes. you know.
Who doesn't like a Dollarita?
Hell yeah.
I will not have a Dollarita. I'm good with that. You can have all the Dollaritas you want.
Yeah.
I am out on that. I feel like if they're just wringing out rags. And
I just. Ends now in I the just. Gra-
yeah.
I'm just starting to get grouchy.
But I wish I could sit here and say why Dan Campbell is head and shoulders above Andy Reid. Maybe it's point differential. 63 teams have started 10-1 in NFL history. Chiefs have the 62nd point differential. Like, only one team has a worse point differential. But so what? You don't get points based on your point differential. I mean, yeah, the Lions have good uniforms. Mm-hmm. Maybe that takes a notch up over the Chiefs.
Yep.
Dan Campbell's new, but again, he had expectations, and this is now the third year of them being a pretty good, sustainable football team. Like,
Andy has Mahomes.
Andy has Patrick Mahomes, but you also got Jared Goff, who's now, you know, been the captain of two teams that have been revitalized. I mean, so it's not like they're doing it with a rookie quarterback or with a Bo Nix or, you know, Bryce Young or somebody like that. They're doing it with one of the better QBs in the NFL. Like, I'm trying to kind of just talk myself through as to why Dan Campbell would be so much higher than Andy Reid when they both have the exact identical record in this league, and why Andy just doesn't get the respect that Andy Reid deserves. He won 10 games already this season. I believe Andy Reid is now tied for third all time in the
That's
most
right.
double-digit win seasons, only behind Don Shula and Bill Belichick, who are the top two in wins in NFL history. And Andy Reid is tied for third with 10 win seasons behind those two guys. And I'm like, what am I missing here? Did I wake up and take stupid pills to see this? Because it would be one thing if John Harbaugh was the favorite. And we
yep.
could say, okay, fine. Harbaugh's, you know, doing some things with the Chargers. Hasn't been done before, blah, blah, blah.
It's today.
Jim. You know, or Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. You know, fine. Whatever. You want to make the case for him, fine. You know, I would listen to Dan Quinn, but they've fallen. You know, they've lost. You know, they're out of the conversation right now.
Well,
but to sit there and put Dan Campbell so much further ahead than Andy Reid, it's just, we continue to talk about the disrespect that this nation has for Andy Reid.
Let me ask you this. I know we're getting to break, but what is, and we'll get Josh Briscoe on the other side. What's Detroit's big staple win this year? Let me read you their schedule. Rams week one, they won. Week two, they lost to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's their only loss. Then they beat the Cardinals. They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Titans. They beat the Packers.
They beat the Texans. They beat the Jags. Oh, but they beat them 52-6.
So?
And they just beat the Colts.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It's not exactly a murderer's row. No. They took care of business against bad teams. Great.
Yep.
Chiefs have beaten all the good teams.